Prime Time Replay from Money FM 89.3.
This is Mind Your Business, where we look at the SME sector and startup community here. And Pitch 2019 is the second edition of the popular investor pitching series at Specialty and Fine Food Asia and Restaurant Pub and Bar Asia.
Well, the competition is split into two tracks. Firstly, is the tech innovations and solutions for the hospitality and food service industries. And the second track is sustainability.
Now, a total of five shortlisted companies per track will get the opportunity to live pitch their solutions to a panel of judges from the F&B, hospitality, tech and finance industries. In addition, for the first time, they'll receive complimentary showcase space at SFFA NRPB Asia this year. The winners also get a prime spot at the 2020 shows and prize money, of course.
Mm-hmm. So good luck to our next guest here in the studio, who is taking part in the sustainability track, Zhenan Low, who is Deputy Managing Director of SJ Low Brothers Private Limited. He's also looking to start this chapter of a Blue Planet Ecosystems. Zhenan, tell us what Blue Planet Ecosystems is trying to do.
Well, basically, they're in the business of converting sunlight to seafood. So in nature, normally sun has got energy and plants actually consume the energy and converts it to glucose, right?
I remember this from school, photosynthesis.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So what Blue Planet Ecosystem does is they take a chunk of that from the ocean and they put it into 40-foot containers. So in the ocean, how it happens is this algae, which converts the sun into glucose. Then the zooplankton, which is the water fleas, they consume that algae. And in turn, the seafood consumes the zooplankton. So that's a whole ecosystem there. And if you can imagine 40-foot containers all stacked up on top of each other, the first container would actually be containing algae. The second one would be plankton. And the third one would be seafood. So all stacked up like that, and that's basically what they do. They control an ecosystem for seafood.
Why do you want to bring this particular system, though, to Singapore?
Well, actually, Singapore, you know, we have a few issues, right? One of them is food security. Mm. I mean, right now, we are importing about 95% of our food. 5% is grown here. And the Singapore government wants to actually increase that to 30% by 2030. Mm. So that is one issue. And the other one is sustainability. Like right now, we don't have that much wild-caught fish. It's predicted that by 2040, we actually won't have any more wild-caught fish. So most of the fish we get is from farmed.
Yeah. Okay. Mm.
But why is really sustainability and food security important to you, apart from what you mentioned earlier?
Right. So my business, SGLO, is actually doing food import and export. And
so you know how much we import and need to, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And how much food security is an issue.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. So, one product we have is canned fish, sardines actually. And we noticed that the past 2 years, we have actually been, we don't have stock of one particular size of that fish, simply because they can't catch that particular size. So we only left with the smaller catches. And
they might not be that size of fish in the ocean anymore.
Yeah, yeah, right? Exactly. So, I mean, we do see that happening, not only for fish, but even for other things like corn or vegetables. You know, sometimes we actually get less of that supply.
How do you strike a balance, though, between, say, being socially responsible, having these kinds of issues top of mind and wanting to do something about it beyond just talking about it, right? And staying profitable as a business?
Well, I think a business shouldn't only be about making profits. So my grandfather, he started out in humble beginnings. And when he kind of grew the business, he always never forgot that. So his mandate was always to give back more than to just make profits.
But people like your grandfather in the minority, Zhenan.
Right?
Yeah. Most people are in business because, well, the top goal would be to be profitable. You want to be successful.
Yeah, that's true. So if a business can actually be doing something good, but at the same time be making profits, I think that's like a win-win.
Sure, but a lot of the times it could also be a nice to have, by the way, right? If we were sustainable and thinking about the environment, oh, good on us, but might not be a priority.
Mm. And how challenging is that to kind of find the balance?
Because you also don't want your business to go to pot whilst you're thinking about the environment and giving back to the community.
Yeah. So, I mean, for SGLO, we're just a trading company. And in our own ways, we try to give back. But the model itself is not, it's not like, say, Blue Planet ecosystem, where itself is actually kind of doing good. So yeah, that's one of the reasons why I thought it's actually a good, you know, something good to work with them on it. Yeah.
Chen Lo is Deputy Managing Director at SJ Low Brothers Private Limited, looking to start his chapter of Blue Planet Ecosystems to try and tackle the problem of food security we have in Singapore.
Chen, how are you going to get buy-in from staff and stakeholders?
You're not doing this all by yourself, are you?
No. Well,
so then you need the buy-in and support, yeah?
Yeah. So actually, Blue Planet Ecosystems is kind of like, I would say, somewhat separate from SGLO. So I'm in talks with Paul, the CEO of Blue Planet Ecosystems, to see how we can actually grow a team here in Singapore. Mm. So in terms of expertise and knowledge, it's very different from the current SGLO platform, which is a trading company. So in terms of buy-in, it's kind of like a new, it's a fresh, clean canvas. So buy-in, it's just trying to convince you know, new staff and new team to join.
You make it sound like that's so easy.
Yeah, it's, well, it's a bit easier than having an existing system, because you can kind of like dictate, you know, what your rules and what's the culture that you want. So if it was trying to change SGLO, might be a little bit more challenging, but both have got its equal sets of challenges.
Yeah. Are you finding the feedback and the response to wanting people to come and help you with Blue Planet Ecosystems here in Singapore good so far? More and more young people are having this in the back of their minds and they want to do work that is good.
Yeah, definitely. So for this SFFA exhibition, you know, we kind of like broadcast that we need kind of help to man the stations, I mean, man the booth and to share a little bit. And we got a lot of responses from students, uni students that are, you know, very curious about it and want to know more. Mm. As opposed to, you know, if I was doing my regular food exhibition, you know, we have to like really beg and ask around somebody like, hey, can you come and help to, you know, do us? So, yeah, definitely a very positive response.
Mm-hmm. Well, Chen, is it preferable to start a business with a sustainability established in its DNA or to kind of incorporate it later?
Ideally, if you started out with that DNA, that would be easy, you know, because...
Then the convincing and begging again, right? Somewhere down the middle.
Absolutely, Yeah. So at the start, it would definitely help. Not saying that if you're already an existing business, you know, you shouldn't have it. You should definitely try.
Or that it's not doable.
Yeah.
It still is. Yeah.
Yeah.
What are your hopes, though, for Pitch 2019? I mean, of course, you want to win. Yeah. How do you hope to stand out? There are lots of great ideas out there. We did speak to somebody earlier who was talking about combating food waste in the F&B space. That's a huge problem too. Food waste comes up to something like $100 billion a year or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, basically, it's just to showcase the technology behind what we're trying to do and also what we are really trying to contribute and add value to the world, which is sustainable food sources. So hopefully that would be able to make us stand out in terms of the technology and what we hope to try to do.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure you're a very busy man. So how are you juggling running the family business and getting Blue Planet Ecosystem off the ground for like a 2021 rollout?
Well, at this point of time, it's still relatively okay on my part. So the brains behind this whole thing is actually the Paul CEO, George and Thompson. Right, yeah.
Of Blue Planet Ecosystems.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. So they are the brains behind it, and a lot of the technology, the testings and the harvestings are currently being done by them. For me, my main aim in Singapore is to really kind of pave the way and get the sort of infrastructure ready so that when they come in, you know, we can hit the ground running.
Again, Chenan makes that sound like so easy.
Yeah.
I just get the infrastructure ready, no big deal. There are challenges involved, yes?
Yeah, definitely. Mm. I guess I'm a bit more optimistic, I guess. But yeah, when in reality, it's not really the case. So yeah, there's definitely a lot of challenges. It's finding partners who are keen to join us, you know, getting the team set up, probably, I assume, red tape as well, you know, bureaucracy that we have to overcome and all that. So yeah, definitely... challenges ahead. Mm. But yeah, it's fun. I mean, exciting.
Onwards and upwards. Chen Nan Lo is Deputy Managing Director at SG Lo Brothers Private Limited, looking to start his chapter of Blue Planet Ecosystems. If you'd like to find out more, you can go to Blue Planet Ecosystems website. Very easy, blueplanetecosystems.com. Chen Nan, thank you so much.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.